A word for you from 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. What a wonderful greeting at the beginning of this letter, so full of power and of Christian maturity. Peter has now grown and experienced the Savior in reality. He now knows the Lord. And this is the key word that I'd like to look at, because it speaks here of grace and peace through the knowledge of God. Now, it is definitely not speaking here about head knowledge only. It is not referring to just the understanding of the facts about salvation. But here, the word knowledge, coming from the word know, is in the biblical sense of knowing God and being known by God. And we'll look at that later, because in these first few verses it's used three times, and the knowledge of God is of crucial importance. You see, you might know about God, you might have the facts about God, the facts about salvation, you might know the Apostles' Creed, and yet you don't know God, and you're not known by Him. Jesus did say that on the last day, when He judges, He will say to some, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." Now, that of course does mean that He never owned us as His, but it also refers to the fact that He did not know those people. He never had an intimate acquaintance with them. And the word know we're going to look at in a later word for you, how it is used in the Bible in a very intimate sense, in a fellowship that is so close that there are amazing results that come out of it. Well, in this verse, it speaks here of grace and peace that come through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. If you don't know the Lord in an intimate way, where you've been planted into Him by the Holy Spirit, then grace and peace is not yours, because you cannot trust Him, you cannot lean upon Him. How can you trust one that you do not know? And so, the apostle here wishes grace and peace, more of it, for those who have the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.